The weekend highlights in our region include a pop star singing Dylan, music by Mahler, Paganini, and Schubert, two renowned comedians, three authors reading, folk, funk, jazz, and a whole lot more. Pop singer-songwriter Joan Osborne will perform a concert of works by Bob Dylan at Mass Mocha in North Adams, Mass. Tonight at 8 p.m. The concert is in advance of Osborne's upcoming 9th studio album, Songs of Bob Dylan, set for release on September 1st. Joan Osborne made a name for herself in 1995 with the success of her multi-platinum album Relish, which featured the hit single, What If God Was One of Us? Jessica Lange Dance and Faye Driscoll and her ensemble are in residence at Jacob's Pillow in Beckett, Mass. Now through Sunday. Lange's program includes Glow, a Pillow-commissioned world premiere. Driscoll's program is the first installment of a trilogy performed in the round with an intimate number of audience members. A new exhibition called Learning from the Masters, the Famous Artist School, explores artworks and creative methods featured in that program during the 1940s and 50s at Norman Rockwell Museum in Stockbridge beginning today and remaining on view through October 29th. There will be a special opening event on Thursday, July 20th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Edson Scheid will perform the complete cycle of 24 Caprices for Solo Violin by Paganini at Bard College in Annandale-on-Hudson, New York, tonight at 8 p.m. and again at St. James Place in Great Barrington, Mass. On Saturday at 6 p.m. as part of the Aston Magna Music Festival. Some of these works are considered the most difficult pieces for violin ever written. Israeli pianist Shai Wozner will play three of Schubert's late piano sonatas at the Darrow School in New Lebanon, New York on Saturday at 8 p.m. as part of Tannery Pond Concerts. According to Wozner, these sonatas are the key to the composer's inner life, and presumably he will unlock them for you at Tannery Pond. Charles Neville and the New England Neville Brothers, featuring his sons, Khalif and Talin, will bring the sounds of New Orleans to the Guthrie Center in Great Barrington tonight at 8 p.m. On Saturday night, Grammy Award-winning folk artist Tom Chapin performs at the Guthrie Center at 8 p.m. Filmmaker John Waters and comedian Sandra Bernhard open the summer season in the Spiegel Tent at Bard Summerscape tonight and Saturday night, respectively, with two shows each night at 6 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. Legendary filmmaker and comedian John Waters is best known for his films Crybaby, Pink Flamingos, Female Trouble, and Hairspray. Tonight, he will perform his one-man show, This Filthy World, which takes on taboos with his unique charisma and charm. Sandra Bernhard, one of my all-time favorite people in comedy, movies, and all around everything she does, heads east on Route 66 to bring Sandra Monica Boulevard coast to coast to New York. Traversing the countryside, Bernhard takes the audience on a journey to find the soul of America via the back roads and the byways on a gas station map with a sound trick one might find on an AM radio station. Bernhard is a brilliant and hilarious commentator on society and politics, so her shows on Saturday should be just the tonic we need for these troubled times. And finally, authors Alexandria Marzano-Lesnovich, Courtney Mom, and Christopher Bolin will read from their works at Spotty Dog Books in Hudson, New York, Saturday at 7 p.m. as part of Volume, the free monthly reading and music series every second Saturday of the month. The readings will be followed by a book signing and a DJ set by Amanda Taylor. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.